SK Enterprise.
Hi, good morning. This is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Will or John around?
Hold on just a moment.
Thanks.
Shonda, I'm gonna get her some trailers.
God, Kara smelled so good yesterday. It was like...
Hello.
Hey, Will, it's Nick. How you doing?
Hey, Nick. What's up, bud?
Hey, man, I wanted to call and check in on the contract so we can get the ball rolling here.
Nah, we're not gonna do anything.
Why not?
Nah, I don't like your contract.
Why not?
Just don't like it.
What about it?
No link, just it's too much wordage. I don't like your percent either. I didn't even realize 1.44% interest. I ain't paying no 44% interest.
It's not 44%.
Yeah, it is.
Nope.
Yeah, it is.
It is not.
It is too.
If it was a 12-month loan, it'd be 44%.
No,
it was a 21-month loan.
You do it by the month. Do it by the month. Divide it out. I mean, that's your factor on there. Is even it says on the contract.
Yeah, it's a rate factor. It's what you're applying. Yeah.
That's what that means. 1.44 is 44%.
It is not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
It doesn't matter. We're not doing anything. We're not doing it. Too much.
All right. We came a long way to get to here.
I don't think you guys want to do anything anyway.
Do you know how hard it was to get you those contracts and all that? And
do you know how much hell I've been sending stuff to you for, what, 4 weeks?
Nothing. You sent me a lot of stuff that wasn't what I asked for, and I made it work. And now I have a way to make this email from your banker as a mortgage statement work, too. I got a way to make that work.
I'll let you talk to John. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Hang on.
Hello.
Hey, John. It's Nick. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Appreciate you asking. How's life down in Florida?
Pretty good. What's up, bull buddy?
Well, you know, I got the email from the banker that Will sent, and I got the checks that you sent on Saturday, and trying to make this work for you, and I'm wondering where the documents are, and then Will tells me that he doesn't want to do it anymore.
What documents?
The contract.
Oh. No, when I got the factor deal out on that thing, the contract, it said 1.44 is the factor. That's 44% interest. I don't care how you cut it.
Well, it's so not.
It's 300, well, wait a minute. Now, it's $360,000, and you pay back about $158,000 on top of that. That's over almost half as much, which is 44%. Your figures say that on the contract. Read it. It says the factor is 1.44.
But it doesn't say percent because
that's the same difference.
It doesn't say percent. It's 1.44 is the rate factor. It's not percent.
Yeah, but
it's over 21 months. It's essentially, it's a 26% loan. And we went over numbers weeks ago, and you accepted them. And then I cut off over $10,000 in interest for you. And now we're back to square one where the first offer
no matter what paperwork we send y'all, is never enough. It's never enough.
Well, it's never been the right paperwork, and I've been making it work.
What we've seen. Why do you even need all that anyway? You say it's a... And then instead of loaning the money to SKA Enterprises, you want to loan it to me and Harvey. We're the ones that got to guarantee the loan instead of the company guaranteeing it. I wouldn't want to... But the company, the corporation's worth $11 million. I wasn't going to be the one borrowing the money. The corporation's borrowing it. But y'all want me and Harvey signing it. It's just like we're making the borrowing the money. That ain't what I was looking at.
It doesn't go on your personal credit. It doesn't go on Harvey's personal credit.
But the credit, that's not it. It's just like you're loaning the money to me and him. We're the personal guarantors of that loan, not the corporation.
It falls back on you if you... Yeah, it'll eventually fall back on you, and we make...
No, it just starts off on me. It don't sign for the corporation. You just sign to John and Harvey Sue guaranteeing this loan. Point blank. I mean, it's nothing to do with SKA. SKA's got all the assets, and they're the ones going to draw the money out of their account. Not out of mine, but then it says that I'm guaranteeing it. And I can't guarantee it if this SKA's doing it. I know. I'm not SKA. I'm not. That's a corporation. That's not me. They own all
right, that's why on the first page, as you and Harvey's name, and then SK Enterprises of North Florida.
Yeah.
And you guys are the owner/principals, and then this is a business loan.
It's like General Motors, when they borrow money, they don't sign. The president of the corporation don't guarantee it. He don't guarantee nothing. He just signs it for the General Motors. Y'all want to do it that way, I'll do it. But I'm not signing this. John's guaranteeing that loan because I don't own that thing by myself. I don't own SK. It's a corporation.
I can't get around you and Harvey signing for it, but
I'm not mad about it. I mean, it's just the way it is. It's a personal loan to me and Harvey rather than to the corporation.
Well, it goes on your business credit, and it comes out of the business checking account. And if you default, I mean, I don't know why there's been all this talk about you guys defaulting on the loan. What's going on here? Are you guys not getting this money from the other bank?
What other bank?
The bank that's taken over, giving you this mortgage and all this money in 3 months?
What about it?
Well, is it not coming through now? Is that why you keep worrying about defaulting on our loan?
I'm not worried about defaulting on it. I'm just...
Then what's the problem?
The problem is, it's a corporate loan, and why am I going to have to guarantee it? I'm not, just like any corporation. The corporation stands for it, not me. Not me personally. I'm not borrowing it. The corporation's assets are the ones standing up for it. You draw the money out of the corporation's account. You don't draw it out of mine. So why am I the one standing up there saying, okay, I'll stand up for them? But I don't get that money. It goes in that corporation account. It don't go in mine. It goes to the corporation. And then
the difference between a loan like this and a loan like General Motors is going to do, where the president doesn't sign, the corporation signs, is that we're not asking for future financials every quarter or annually like General Motors would provide for anyone.
I got to read some of that stuff, and it says you can't borrow any more money or encumber this, any of these assets that are yours, and it's your collateral. What are y'all talking about with all that? I don't even understand all that. What's your collateral? What are you talking about, your collateral? You read that thing?
Yeah. Tell me exactly what you're... I'll go over it with you.
I'm just talking about this, what it says. It's talking about that your collateral. I mean, I said, what do you mean, y'all's collateral? I don't understand what your collateral is. You, I didn't think you had any collateral. Do you? Are you saying that some of this money, some of these assets are yours now? They're collateralizing this loan? Is that what y'all are saying? I'm asking.
No.
Or what? Is that what y'all are saying or what?
No, what we're using as there's no collateral. We're talking about a future receivables of your revenues, right? We projected, we're taking right to the money coming into your account, right? Because this is the way it's the daily payment. So based on the past 6 months of your business account and your tax return, we're projecting you to do a certain amount. And we're saying, don't give that money. Don't promise your future earnings to somebody else.
I don't understand how you get around saying don't promise them to somebody else. I'm not promising to anybody else. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean,
how can you? It's all commingled together. How can you say where it is, what it isn't? I mean, it's hard to distinguish that. Separate it out, what I'm trying to say. You pay your bills with all those receivables, and the payrolls and all that's paid out of those receivables, not just y'all.
No, right, of course. And I think on the, let me see if we had put
so
this here.
That's what I'm talking about. You can't say all of these are yours and nobody else's. And
no, but yeah, usually we have up there whatever it is, like 10% or something like that is of your revenue that, you know, you're keeping allotted for us.
Well, I'm not arguing about none of it. I'm just stating what I see.
Lawyer to explain it a little better. You know, this loan, it's for you. You can do what you want with the money. I'm more concerned at this point that you guys have been talking a lot about defaulting on it lately, and, you know, that causes a lot of problems for me personally if you default on this loan in the next few months. And so I don't want to go down that road if that's what you're suspecting is going to happen, because
like
we're not going to, if you default on this loan in 2 months or 3 months.
I'm not planning on defaulting on nothing, thank you. That ain't my purpose.
Right, you needed a bridge loan to last you a few months. I got you a great bridge loan.
But it's in our case, the way we read it, the factor built into that thing is 40-something% of the amount of money we pay back. You can't deny this now. If we borrow 360, you pay.
Yeah,
back
okay.
About,
when
you
when
back
you
about 150,000, which is 44% of the 360.
But when you annualize, it ends up being about 26% of interest rate. When you take a mortgage at 5% over 30 years, you're going to pay back double on that property that you bought at 5%. But 5% sounds like a great loan, right? But you end up paying twice as much for the property.
About 2.5 times in 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what maybe I can get you into a different program. Maybe I can shorten the term up a little bit and get you a lower rate factor. But, you know, we keep agreeing on a cost of the loan, and then you keep backing out. So I don't know. You know, we have this discount set up for you, paying it off early. So you're not going to pay a 1.44. You know, you told me you wanted to pay it off early.
What
scares
me is all them terms in there that you just been going and talking all that lawyer double talking, all them lawyers when they write these contracts up. You can't really put your finger on what it's saying. It gets to be ambiguous because of what all it says. That don't pledge my collateral to anybody. And what do you mean? I'm not. We're in business, you know. Whether it's your collateral or who's ever, it really is. But first, but if you really want to get right down to it, all that collateral is belongs to the people we're doing business with. And I'm just
paying. Yeah, John. John, this is the bottom line. if you default on this loan, we're going to get in line behind everybody else. That's what it is. This is a high-risk loan. We're behind every other creditor that you've already established, and we're never going to become solvent, right? So we're never going to be made whole. So
Hold on a minute. Hey. I'm still talking to that.
That's what we're saying is it's an unsecured loan, but if you default, we're going to get in line behind everybody and try to get something back.
To start with, I didn't call you up fussing about it, hollering about it. I just said the way it reads to me is sort of.
Yeah, you're right. You didn't, but
it's one of them things about what the situation is. It sure looks like you can't deny that you're paying back twice as much money as you borrow. I know
you're paying half as much money as you borrowed back, but even less than half.
Well, 44% of it, to be exact.
Right, but when you take it over 21 months, it's not a 44% loan, and that's why you can't argue math. So I understand it's expensive money that you can have right now. And I found a way to make that email from your banker in February possibly work. You know, that's not a mortgage statement, and I'm trying to make that work. You sent me the checks on Saturday, which I said, don't send me the checks. Just give me a mortgage statement. I have a way to make this work. I'm trying everything I can to help you get this money.
What's that mortgage going to do to y'all? It ain't going to do anything. It's not going to enhance y'all, any.
But this is the thing. When I explained this before, we put it in the file. The auditors go through there and make sure that you weren't in default on your property when we gave you the loan. That's it. No one wants to call anybody. You know, if you don't want the loan, you don't want the loan. But none of the things I'm asking for are ridiculous or out of the norm. You know, this is a standard. We're going to lend you $360,000,
well,
and almost...
We're not in default. There's no doubt about that. But we're not in default. We're in the middle of changing banks. That's what we're doing.
Right, and that's why nobody wants to call your bank. We just want a statement to put in the file so when the investors have the audits done every year, they can check the box on the clipboard. That's it. If you're not in default, you're not in default. But, you know, just send us a document that says a normal mortgage statement that you get every year, and then you send me this email from your banker, and I have a way to make this work. I can send you another email with a thing to fill out, and we can take it from there. But, you know, I've already discounted the loan for this program over $10,000. I took 3 points off of it for you.
Is there a beginning fee on this?
And there's no origination fee. And that's the thing. I could probably get you into a program where the rate factor is maybe 1.36 or something like that, right? Maybe 1.38. I don't know. Maybe it's 15 months or 18 months, you know, if you want to. But then there might be an origination fee if you want to. If you want to explore. Imagine if a standard origination fee in this industry for our competitors is 4%. Okay, so I mean that's on this size loan. That's a ridiculous amount of money, and so we're not charging that. And you know, here we are. We've cut costs. You complained about the cost before. I cut the cost over almost $11,000. I got you the loan. Here we are. You know, you're sending me things that I didn't ask for, and I'm making it work. And
that's all we had to send you. That's all it is. I don't have a separate mortgage on this one piece of property broke out like this. There's not that way. It's all in the bundle. So it's not that way. All of my property is in a bundle like loan.
Yeah, and I'm making that work. It's very, you know, obviously untraditional. Yeah, that's why most lenders don't even mess with agriculture. They don't even touch your industry. And I have the best approval that you can get right now. You can't. You can't beat what we're doing. You can't. You can get a cheaper rate factor over 12 months, but you didn't want that. We gave you that option. We gave you 12-month options. We gave you 6-month options. We gave you daily versus weekly options. You picked this. And then I took almost $11,000 off the cost of interest. I didn't pick the pricing. You did. So if you don't need the $360,000, then you don't need it. But if it comes down to the pricing, this is what we can shorten the term. We can do whatever. You wanted the ease and the flexibility of a lower payment based on a longer term, and then a prepayment discount, which we have. So you're set. We gave you everything you wanted the whole way. And here I am, just waiting for these contracts, and now all of a sudden we're revisiting issues that we discussed a month ago. So I don't know what else to do for you, John.
Yeah, well, I didn't call you up fussing about it. I didn't call you up saying this is all wrong. You do that. I didn't do that.
No, but I've been working really hard on this for a long time and making everything work, and then I just don't get the contracts in, and so I call and ask, and Will starts talking about something we've already talked about before, and then he just put you on the phone, and we're addressing these issues, and I'm just wondering, what are you going to do with
those issues about? Don't you can't collateralize my receivables to anybody else. Well, they were collateralized with them before you ever come along.
John,
you know what I'm saying? You just can't say I'm gonna step up to the plate and everything's mine. You can't do that. I mean, they're already.
No one cares what you do with your receivables. No one cares what you do with your receivables. We're giving you this loan, and we're never gonna ask. No one's gonna call you next week.
I know, but I'm just saying that says in that statement, you can't go collateral give anybody. You can't encumber these receivables to anybody else. You can't make any more borrowers borrow any more money. You can't do anything. I think I read it like that. Did it say that?
Don, no one is going to call you or look at you or your bank statements or ask for P&Ls or balance sheets after we fund this loan. What you do with your business is your business.
Yeah.
What they're saying, what that says is if you, again, you keep saying you're not going to default, but you keep bringing up the you're going to default situation, is if you give your receivables, you do some factoring.
I don't want to be going into this thing and saying that our receivers already, we already pay everybody that is out of these receivers. That's no other way to pay everybody that we have. Any of our accounts that we borrow every month. Every week we we buy things. It's all paid out of these receivables, and you'd be paid out of the same one. So that's just the way it is. I mean, it's just not saying it's all yours. It's because you started now, and you can't say, "Well, I own all those receivables," because that ain't the way it works. And I thought that's what that paper yours is saying. Now all these receivables are mine. I don't. Maybe you say that in what it says. I don't know.
You know what? If you take on debt after this one, then we're ahead of them in line.
Well, I'm changing banks. So you said that you're ahead of them when I changed banks.
No, but you're not. I'm talking about unsecured business loans. If you go, we talk about getting you more money in 6 months or whatever, then we can get you more money. But you're ahead of that loan. Or if you go to another company, you're like, Nick is too much, or he gets too worked up or whatever, and you go to someone else and get another unsecured loan that's attached to your bank statements, then we're ahead of them. We're not ahead of Wells Fargo or some private insurance company or whatever that's going to lend you this land money and give you some capital. That's not a competitor for us. We're not a competitor of Wells Fargo and Huntington National and Regions Bank and Bank of the West and whoever else. We're talking about these unsecured.
You go to another one, the same kind of people that y'all are, that you'd be ahead of them.
Yes, we're trying to protect ourselves from somebody else. Like, let's say you go to, let's say you were paid by credit cards. A lot of businesses are paid by credit cards and have a credit card processor, and some loans are set up through their credit card processor where they take 30 to 40% of their daily revenues to their credit cards. If you were to set yourself up in that situation and then you default on our loans, we'd be ahead of that company that set up a loan through your credit cards. there's all these situations that come up, but they're all competitors for this kind of financing where you're looking at, you know, I don't know how to better say it, but if you're going to take another unsecured, uncollateralized loan and sell your future receivables on the contract, we'd be ahead of them.
Well, let me talk with Will after lunch and see. Where are you? What state you in?
I'm in California.
California. It's just 11:30 here. Let me talk to him after lunch.
And all right, let me know.
See if we can understand this thing a little bit better. He was saying it was 44% interest, and you saying it's half that much a year.
I'm saying if you annualize the rate factor, because it doesn't say 44%, it says 1.44. That's the rate factor. If you'd annualize that over 24 months, it'd be 22 cents per year, 22% annually, and we're just shy of that. We're at 21 months, right? We're just shy of 2 years, so that's what I'm saying. When you annualize it, 26.
What would it be on?
I think it's about 26, and that's the thing is, 44 divided. No, I have to figure that out. But it's you know, obviously it's higher than 22, but only by, let's see, a quarter. I think it's 26 and something. I don't know. We don't calculate the loans like that. But obviously, you know where I'm going with that number, because if it was 24 months, you'd agree that it was 22%, and we're at 21 months, and so we're just shy of that, and so it's obviously. I'm being generous in the favor saying it's 26%. I think it's lower than that when you annualize it, but it's not a compounding interest rate. And then you're never going to pay that 1.44 over the course of the loan, because you told me that you were going to pay it off early and we'd get you a discount.
What kind of discount do you get? Say you pay it off this year.
Let me find out what it is for a year, because I think
I'm gonna call you back after lunch, about two or three hours.
I thought we had that addendum in there for you. Let me. I know it's gonna be at least. Hold on a second. Let me see. I thought we put it. It's at least 3% of the entire balance remaining. So let me find out what it is.
Look it up.
All right, it might be up to 6%, but it's between 3% and 6%, and I'll find out for you. All right, John.
Find out, and I'll call you back after lunch. All right.
Okay.